Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sean Salona, who's Director of Marketing with Florida Tile. Sean, how you doing?
Very good. Good morning, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm great. We just passed the mark of celebration. The exact date was this weekend. 60 years ago is when the Sykes started Florida Tile. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. March 1st marks the 60-year anniversary. Florida Tile was started in 1954 by Jimmy and Leon Sykes. They were brothers in Lakeland, Florida.
So let's run through a little of that. They bought this rundown plant for $8,000, 1st of March in 54.
The story is actually pretty funny. The Sykes family, Leon Sykes Sr., was a builder in that area, and he had a bunch of houses that he couldn't finish because he needed this one special trim piece that was a ceramic angle that used to be used for windowsills back then. So he had this big inventory of homes, and he just couldn't get his orders from this factory. Well, he fell ill, and his son Jimmy came down to visit him and try and get some of the family affairs in order and solve this issue. So he went to visit their supplier. He walked in, you know, just trying to get some inventory, and he walked out with the new tile factory. Bought it for $8,000, like you said, with 16 employees. They were $32,000 in debt, and he had no idea what he was going to do.
Okay. All right. So $8,000 cash plus assume the debt.
Plus the debt.
And then things took off. I mean, let's run through this real quickly. You know, after they kind of got into it and hired the right people in, things took off. They thrived, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did really. I mean, the first thing that he did, he got his brother involved. In the first 2 years, they had doubled their sales and made the company profitable. Mm-hmm. And the 1960s, they continued to grow, and they went from 57th to number 5 in the country as one of the top tile producers then. So it was really a great growth through the 60s and 70s. In, say, 1961, their stock went from less than 50 cents a share up to over $6 a share. So the company was growing tremendously.
And then, because there's some lessons to learn as you kind of read through this, in the 80s, as some of that original, I guess, the brothers and the people they'd brought in, they started to get to the retirement age. And as they started to leave the company kind of hit the skids for a little while, didn't it?
Yeah, what happened was in the late 70s, early 80s, the founder, Jimmy, he had this plan for expansion. The idea was to open up another tile factory. In the late 60s, they had opened up, actually our factory that's in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, that's our main porcelain factory now, was originally opened as a wall tile factory. And he was planning to open up the first floor tile factory in Shannon, Georgia. And right before that, he actually passed away. He had a five-year plan for a huge expansion of adding this floor tile factory. And then at that point, they would have, you know, three facilities in the country. They had a fleet of trucks and rail cars that would bring raw material from the north down to the factories in the south and bring material up to the distribution center that we had in Kentucky. And they just had a great logistical system going around, and he wanted to continue to grow this. He had this huge plan of growth, but unfortunately he passed away, and his successor saw that through and saw this expansion. They did a $16 million build to this factory, you know, back in the 80s, was pretty substantial. And within a year, they added another $16 million and six more kilns to that factory. His successor really did a good job of bringing his plans to fruition. And through the 80s, you know, they were named Forbes one of the best small companies in America. USA Today named Florida Tile as one of the hottest stocks of the 80s. So it wasn't fantastic, obviously, because of the founder's passing, but the people that he had in place really took the company, you know, through some hard times.
Yeah. And then I guess is when it left the family ownership, several companies, Premark International, Illinois Tool Works. So it was kind of bought and sold several times, wasn't it?
Correct. There were a couple companies that Florida Tile passed through. They were looking for more of an investment, and Florida Tile had a great brand and a great reputation, but they just weren't in the business of making tile.
Yeah.
So it wasn't their main goal.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So in 2006, though, is when you start back on your high energy program and things start turning around and going back up again. And that's when Florida Tile was sold to the Italian Panaria Group, right?
Right. 2006, Panaria Group purchased Florida Tile. They were looking for something that really would allow them to manufacture, but more importantly, distribute their products in the U.S. And Florida Tile had a great brand, But they also had a great network of distributors, company-owned stores, and then, of course, their facilities was just a bonus.
Yeah. So, and you make the decision to leave Florida, which was probably difficult because it was called Florida Tile.
Right.
And now everything's headquartered up in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, or in that
That's
area.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. So okay. When Panaria Group purchased us, you know, they were a $500 million company, mm-hmm. and they decided right away that we needed the most state-of-the-art equipment in the U.S. So we converted what was a wall tile factory in Lawrenceburg to a porcelain factory that made all porcelain products and also large format wall. So they invested about $25 million into the factory that they brought us where we are today, you know, with the Italian manufacturing equipment, the knowledge with R&D. You know, we have several digital production lines installed there. We can do large format tile, we can do through body products, we can do, you know, large planks up to 36 inches. So things like that are really what brought us to where we are today, and that's thanks to their investment.
Yeah. So back in the 50s and on up through the 60s, it was all red body tile, and then at some point you switched to porcelain. And then as you go through some of the firsts, because Florida Tile has been an innovator, I think you were the first more recently to have the digital printing process. There's a lot of innovation in your history, isn't there?
There is. And really that started with the Sykes brothers. They were really innovators in the industry. You know, they started with psychologists in the factory to evaluate people and processes, and they were constantly trying to improve what was happening. They were one of the first manufacturers to actually build inventory for their distributors, which nobody was doing before. They were just, you know, selling orders through production. They were selling to cut orders. They weren't building any inventory. So distributors were able to ship stuff next day, and that was a huge benefit. And as we get through the years, you know, they were the first floor tile producer, like you said. They had the first floor tile factory that was a red body ceramic. Mm-hmm. They were the first to use the Monoprosa technology for single-fired, large-format wall tile. We were the first to use the digital printing production in the U.S., the first to have all of our products certified by Green Guard. So we definitely have a history of innovation, that's for sure.
All right. And so this year, 60 years later, you'll be celebrating this over the course of the year, right?
We will, yeah. 2014 is a big year for us. With our anniversary, we have coverings this year that we're going to be doing. A big launch of a lot of product lines. This one will be extra special for us. We're going to be launching some really interesting, innovative products at coverings, and we're going to be celebrating our anniversary all year.
Okay, Sean, well, it's great to talk to you, and congratulations on 60 years. How many years have you been with the company now?
I've been with the company for 5 years, exactly.
5 years.
So I came right at a great time, right after the purchase, and I've been able to see this company really take off and really double our sales in the last 5 years. So it's been a tremendous accomplishment. I think this company has a great future ahead of it.
All right. Well, happy birthday to your company. Again, we've been talking to Sean Salona, who's Director of Marketing with Florida Tile, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.